You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1 2, testing 1 2. Try your mic.
Testing 1 2 1 2.
How can you dare you try it again?
Testing 1 2 3. Testing 1 2 3.
Sounds good, but your voice is aggravating.
Why? Okay, if I'm not into the podcast, then you're like, come on, show some.
What do you mean
spirit?
If you're not into it? Oh, you're into it today.
And then today I'm leaning forward. I'm up in my chair. I'm like, let's.
Because your back hurts.
Woo! No, my back doesn't hurt.
Oh, I thought your back hurt. But we didn't do a podcast last week because I was in Las Vegas. So we're making up for it right now.
City
so we're
of Champions.
That's not fucking Las Vegas.
What's City of Champions?
Cheerios or Wheaties.
City of Champions?
No, that's what they say. The cereal is from, what are you looking it up?
Yeah.
It's in New York.
City of Champions?
I would guess it's New York.
Okay.
Or Chicago.
Or Vancouver, I was thinking.
No, no possible way.
Toronto?
No, it's in America.
I think it's Canadian.
U.S. It's in the U.S. And I was in Las Vegas last week. I had a great time working there. Although 7 nights is a long time to be in.
Philadelphia is now the City of Champions.
Oh, because that's who won the Super Bowl last year.
Is this whoever won the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Can you pay attention?
No.
So I was in
Las
Vegas.
That's not our stop. That's not our brand.
7 nights.
Why do I have to listen to a story about your...
No, I'm just going over where I was last week. That's why we didn't do a...
Yeah, but you shouldn't care if I'm listening to
that.
Yeah,
so you should ask some questions about it or something.
Do you want me to clean your glasses for you?
Why? What's wrong with my glasses? No. So I was there 7 nights. I worked... I'll tell you who's extremely funny is Sean Patton. Sean Patton was extremely funny. I headlined, I closed 7 out of the 14 shows, 7 out of the 14. The first 7, then I realized we're getting the same money. Why should I close every one? And then Julian McCullough, he closed some, and Sean closed some. So after I closed the first 7, then the next 7, I went in the middle, and it was a dream come true. There was going on in the middle, which I don't get to do. Obviously, on the road, I have to headline. At Brad Garrett's room at the MGM, I headline. So I got to go in the middle, and it was a cakewalk. Middle acts around the country haven't made. They haven't made. They have the easiest.
Well, not they get nothing out of it, except for maybe no stress as far as like bringing an audience in. They don't get any money.
No, but they get stage time where they can get better, and
but you know,
and it's they don't have checks dropped on them. They don't have to follow some other
I've
middle act.
I've done all of the above. Things, MC, middle, and headline. And I've heard, when I was a middle, I heard all the time how much easier it was. And in some ways it is, but it's so much better to headline. It's
of course
just a
it
thousand
is.
Times. So there should be no discussion about it. It's like...
Well, it's a thousand times better when it comes to money and the way you're treated.
Everything, even the audience. Even the, like you said... maybe for guys it is easier being in the middle, but as a girl you have to work so fucking hard to get that audience to respect you. Then when you're the headliner, you don't. Even if they don't know you, they're at least like, well, she's the headliner.
I don't.
It's
don't
so
know
much
about
easier.
I don't.
is so much easier.
I don't agree. Well, anyhow, so.
But you haven't, like, when's the last time you fucking did a middle spot? You have no idea.
Last week. I took, if you listened, I middled half the shows. I went in the middle.
No, but that's not, that's at like a showcase club.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as.
No, but there was a, there's a host and five comics, and I went, host, two comics, me, then two comics. But that was only seven of the shows.
Okay, well,
seven
of them I headlined. An opening set.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Headlining, I mean, going on last after.
Going on last comics. In that situation is different than headlining. Headlining is when your name is on the marquee and everyone's come to see you, supposedly, although that's, you know, a far cry from what I do. But, you know, when you're on a bill with like five other headliners, it's different. So.
Yeah.
Don't compare the
two. Yeah, but when you're on the bill with five headliners and you got to go on last, it's very.
That's much harder. That's actually. Yes, I agree. Being third in that situation would be much better. But you then extrapolated it to be like opening and headlining, which is different.
No, but I got to go.
All right, folks, that's it for our segment on.
Three out of five in the middle.
And comedy. Where's the best place to go?
Next week, I'm at the Brigada and I have. Everybody does 20 minutes. There's three comics on the show.
Where's
everybody
the Brigada?
Everybody does Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Next Monday through Saturday, and I have to close all the shows, and there's three comics doing 20 minutes.
Well, but that's different, too. So
and
that's,
the middle comic is a,
but the
a
audience
killer
does,
act.
Yeah,
he's
but
a killer.
The audience still has some weird thing in their head that the last guy's going to be best, and, you know, so just who cares? Just settle into that.
Yeah, but why... Oh, whatever.
Because
we all get the same money. Why
because
do I,
the truth of the matter is that you don't want to go first.
No, but I some of those shows I like to go in the middle.
And you also don't want you do want the perception that you're the headliner, the person going on last. So you do want to go last. So in
now
that
there, if we're all doing 20, some shows I'd like to go on in the middle, but it's only one show a
but
night.
But never first.
No, I don't want to go first.
Yeah.
I'm not a break 'em in act.
Yeah, because the audience doesn't know what's going on yet. People who go first. People who want to go first. I'm like, oh.
I don't mind hosting shows.
Ooh,
I'll do that.
Right, I guess.
I'll host every now and then. I don't mind doing
hosting
that.
Hosting is the same.
No, because you get to go on through the night. If there's a lot of comics, it's really turns into you make it your show. If there's
well,
like,
a lot of you do too much time. Is this word on the street when you're hosting?
Did I do too much time?
Mm-hmm.
People say that.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? The word on the street is, Voss hosts, he's going to do a lot of time.
Yes. Whenever at the stand when you were hosting, it was always like, okay, we're obviously running late because of old hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
That's what they call you at the stand. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, but I fucking carry the show.
You make a great show. It's always fun.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
But you go, you do.
Well,
you tend to go on a bit.
And I think if I'm hosting somewhere like that, they cut everybody back and give me the time.
Whoa. Interesting theory.
Do you think, don't you agree?
No.
You don't agree?
No.
Change your mind.
Do less up top and then you can do more in the middle.
Nope. That's not fair to the first comic. You got to break them in.
The first comic.
Hey, you know what I want to get? Okay, let's move on.
So then you're going long isn't fair to the last comic.
Okay, here's what I want to get.
What?
I'm going long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to do it because I saw somebody do it on Facebook. A comic had gray in their beard, and then they put something in it, and it was completely dark. I want to make my beard completely
dark. No, don't start doing stuff like that.
Why?
No.
I never did it.
You're too cool to do... Please.
Does that uncool you?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We're too cool. We're going into old age just fucking head first.
But what's
diving
wrong?
In. We're just doing it. We're too cool to do that shit. That's not what our... Our talents are not about how young we look. Our talent is about what we do.
No, but I'm just saying.
So you just have to. You're
make
not.
You
no.
Look better.
No.
Girls never approach me.
Well, that's you got to say to yourself, you had a good run, right? Did you have a good run?
Yes.
Look, at one point, you were with somebody hot. That was me earlier in our relationship, and then it's over. As it is for everyone at some point.
You would think.
Now, instead of thinking about gray in your beard, you think about money in your pocket. That's the only... That's the way you get girls now.
Why? And
stage.
I get emails. I was getting this email from this girl. hey, how you been? I go, good, how are you? And then she emails me, I'm coming to New York, I'm auditioning for a show, this and that, da, da, da. I said, oh, good.
Then are you trying to have an affair? And
no,
are you
no,
telling
no, listen,
me about
no,
it?
No, I'm trying
this
to.
This already seems
listen.
Wrong. And then you want me to be jealous.
No.
Is that why?
No,
what
stop.
What if I told you this story?
Can I finish?
No. No, I want you to stop every once in a while.
Then you tell me the story. Then I'm just saying, then you can
okay.
see.
All right.
Then I said, oh, because I didn't know who the person was. So I said,
what do you mean? How are you having an email conversation with someone you don't know who they are?
Because I thought I'd figure it out after a couple of emails. Then I said,
oh my God, there's
I go, oh, what social media are you
You're
on?
You're the rudest person in the world. Why on this particular occasion wouldn't you be like, who is this?
Can I get to the point? I go, what social media are you on? Then she wrote back, none, I'm on Snapchat. Which I don't have, whatever that is, Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So then I finally wrote, I said, listen, I'm older. I don't have the best memory in the world. Where do I know you from? You know, because maybe it was a comic or somebody in the business or whatever. Then she wrote, August in Las Vegas. Then I'm thinking, well, August in Las Vegas, I was there with Bobby and Keith, and we hung out. Almost every night. I didn't meet anybody.
This is so uncomfortable.
I know. For
everyone
me.
Involved.
What? So, but I'm trying to figure out who this person is. Like, was it a comic that stopped in to the dressing room? Was it...
Someone who sucked my cock?
No. Please.
I was just joking, obviously.
Oh,
no one would want to suck
was it time. Somebody that worked a golf course?
Okay, so what?
I say after they go...
Oh, there's no conclusion to this?
Yes,
you're
I'm
really
saying,
just going to keep posing questions asking, until someone goes, yeah, that's it.
I'm asking, what do I say now? And she said, well, I didn't talk
to anybody. I'm going to need more information, sweetheart. First of all, the story is junk from moment one.
Why is it junk?
Someone
you don't
had
get
your
emails.
Email. No.
And you go, who the fuck is this? You never get that? On an email, you never.
If I didn't know who it was, I wouldn't respond.
That's not true. What 100%. If it's business? What if it's business? When the person wrote back, I'm coming.
Listen, you and I are different with business. I will let business fucking go if something weird or creepy goes
on. When the
on.
Person goes, yeah, I'm auditioning for some
most
show.
Most of the emails I get about business are like for free shows, so it's not like a big deal to not answer.
Well, when the person wrote, I'm auditioning for this TV show, this and that, I'm thinking, well, this must be a comic. That came into
then if it's a comic, then you're allowed to say right away, who the fuck are you? Which is what you would say to any comedian except for this particular person.
I would.
You emailed back and forth how many times?
Maybe twice.
You emailed back twice without knowing who this person was.
Yes, trying to figure it out. Because then I ask the other comics.
Oh, my God.
I ask the other comics. I go,
oh, my God.
Is this person a comic?
Rich, I'll say right here, right now. Look.
What?
I'm a little concerned. Okay, because this isn't the first story of you sort of having some weird interaction with someone.
Twice, trying to figure out who people are in 14 years.
Okay, you're going to get yourself into some fucking serious trouble.
How would I get into
trouble? I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that in the near future,
wait, serious
you're
going
to be crying in the bedroom asking me to forgive you. Okay, so...
Are you crazy?
So just know that's fucking that's coming.
For asking who this is in an email? When you think it's somebody in the business?
Really? Is it for asking who it is? Or is it for letting the email go three or four times without finding out who it is?
Well,
because you're intrigued because this is some young actress
type that may be
hitting on you.
No, I'm not intrigued because they're not hitting on me when they go Happy New Year or
whatever.
Well,
they're hitting you up. They want something from you.
No.
What do you think? They just want friendship? Oh, hey, Rich, I just wanted to...
Well, you don't have
they
friends.
They want some connection. They're an actress or whatever. Look, I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's what they're doing. They're reaching out. They met you somewhere.
Well, what do you think people do on Twitter,
they're barking
Instagram?
Up a tree to see if there's anything there, and then they're going to move on if you don't have anything to offer them.
What can I offer somebody? That's
they don't know. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're reaching out.
Mm.
Okay, and then you're completely like, ooh, attention.
Okay. Oh, see.
Hey, ya, Boobadidi.
Oh, yes.
Well, excuse me, sweetheart, if I don't remember. My cock works completely fine, but my brain not so good. Okay. Could you just tell me exactly where we met, when, and how big your boobs are, if you don't mind? Just
okay, here's, watch how Bonnie weasels out of what I'm going to say to her right now. Just watch how she twists this, okay? Whenever we used to fight all the time, when people go, hey, I'll do your website, I'll do this and that. So you're saying if a female is doing that to me, she wants something. But when I used to say the men that are saying they'll help you, they want something, you would go, no, they're just trying to be friendly. So
I never said they didn't want anything. My thing was like, why wouldn't you trust me to fucking
then why
deal
wouldn't
with
you trust
every
me?
Single person I come in contact with?
No, that's
with
not
in
true.
Life. Yes.
Then why wouldn't you trust me emailing somebody? Why would you say I'd be sitting in a room crying?
Because the fact that you're going back and forth with people who you don't know who you are, which is completely out of character to you.
It's not out of character. 100%. I've done that. I've done that with guys. I'm going, who are you? Or
yes. With you did. You would say immediately, who the fuck are you?
No,
buzz
said,
off. Leave me alone. No. Some guy emails you and says, hey, I'm going on auditions or whatever. You'd be like, dude, leave me. Lose my number. Whatever
no.
funny thing that you think. And you would come up to me and you'd stand there with your hands over your chest like this, like you do when you have to,
no.
Can I read you an email that I wrote?
No.
And then you would like tell me what you wrote
no.
somebody and laugh and think it was so funny. But no, this girl, a couple of times back and forth before you finally are like, excuse me there, miss, don't mean to offend you. I hope you still write me back after this.
God, you're an exaggerator.
But no, that's the part you need to look at. That's the part where you're like, you've said to me over the last 2 weeks, probably 3 or 4 times.
What? Here
like,
we go.
No girls hit on me
no,
anymore.
I'm just saying.
I should blacken
right.
my beard.
Because
why?
Someone said,
what
I'll
is it
tell
that
you
you're
why.
Looking for?
Because
you're looking for some. You're,
no.
And you're telling me.
No.
That's the weirdest part of no. it all. It's like,
no, what's weird is.
I told my wife. You know that I'm lonely
no.
and I'm
no.
looking for female companionship.
That's not. I never once said I was lonely.
No, you didn't. Instead, you said I hate being on the road. No
Those.
Girls ever come up to
no,
me.
I'm
gonna
saying,
dye my beard.
No.
Hmm. Huh. I bet he just wants a change of pace.
You're taking it wrong. Someone said to me. Someone said.
And you have
they go,
in your
how,
teeth.
Where?
Ugh, right there. It's a piece of pepper or something. Like red pepper. Oh, from your breakfast burrito.
Oh, that was from last night. I didn't eat any pepper this morning.
Oh, from your breakfast burrito.
No. So someone said to me, I don't know if we were, I think we were playing golf. You know, you always tell you somehow your age comes up in golf because what tees you're playing or whatever. Because you can play, when you get older, you can play the senior tees.
At what year can you play the girl tees?
When you get your operation.
The comedic stylings of Richard Voss.
So, someone said to me, oh, this is how old you are, whatever. He goes, oh, I would have thought you were younger, but your beard makes you look older. That's why I said I should shave my beard, you know.
Because of some fucking douchebag on the golf course?
He wasn't a douchebag. You don't know. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember, but they said your beard makes you look older. So then when I saw this picture today of this comic, gray beard, then dark beard, he looked 100% better on Facebook. Do you want to see it?
I don't want you to do it.
Okay, I won't do it, but why? You do. Look at the smile. I'm not going to say anything.
I dye my hair, but that's different.
You dye your hair? I didn't bring that up. You dye your hair. All girls dye their hair. Why do you dye your hair? For what? For what?
Because I have gray hairs.
Oh, but you don't want to go into the business of that. Doesn't that go against our...
It is. It does seem... I see that you think that you caught me. It does...
It seems like I caught you.
Yes. It does seem like it's hypocritical. However, for women, it is different. It is different.
What happened to this whole equal?
And you're 61. You don't want to, like, you know what I mean? You already have all your hair. Why don't you just show your hair?
I do.
In the special, your hair looks great, by the way, because you're not wearing a dumb hat.
I take my hat off on stage. I go, look, I have hair.
But what, like?
In case there's a girl in the audience that don't like bald guys, I go, look, I have hair. See? First of all, I was only kidding.
Do you think girls are just taking a snapshot of you and then that's what they're going to fuck?
What do you mean a snapshot?
Your whole character plays into it.
I know.
Your whole nasty character. I don't think some of the material that you do and some of the things you say are really... Maybe
girl
that's
friendly.
What you should look at instead of like your appearance. It's your personality.
Should I be more...
No, don't be more politically correct.
Nobody's
asking you to pretend to be someone. Be exactly who you are.
I am.
But with that comes no fucking women. So
I'm not business.
Enjoy. Zero compliments. Great. Now I'm glad you could be who you are. Be who you are in your heart. And then the zero line.
But always guys come up and say, funny, great show, this and that.
Yes, I mean, girls, because you're nice about guys.
I'm not mean about girls.
Listen, I know it's different in your real life than on stage, but your persona is that you hate women.
No way. I have three kids,
yes.
Three daughters.
Well, it does not come out.
Oh, it does not come out. I hate
not
women.
Not on stage. No,
no way.
If you put up
I'm female friendly.
If you knew how to put up a survey on Twitter that said, like, do I hate women, yes or no? The yeses would be like...
No fucking way. 89%. Because that would be those people that hate women projecting their...
Well, maybe they are projecting, but you're not making it any harder for them.
I've never written anything negative about a lady on Twitter.
Why would you argue that? Who gives a shit? I never wrote about a female in a negative way.
First of all, your voice doesn't make it right or wrong when you change your voice. So people on Twitter, how would they think I'm negative?
People who follow you on Twitter know your stand-up. Do you think that there's two completely different fucking situations going on?
Well, I don't think...
They're ostensibly your fans, are they not?
Yeah, but I don't come off negative towards women on stage.
You talk about beating their pussies into submission because
they're
ugly.
I do not.
You go, if I found a pussy downstairs on my counter...
I haven't done that bit.
At night, I would beat it...
With a broom.
With a broom.
I don't say... If you saw a pussy walking across your counter at night, you wouldn't beat it with a broom.
Yeah, because it didn't have a body attached
yes,
to it. It would be
what
weird.
I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying that's a bad bit. I'm just saying
it is dirty.
Coupled with all the other things you say, the broads, the women, the females, the way you talk about women, you honestly don't sound like you love women.
I just don't.
It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
Isn't.
But I'm just saying, perhaps that's why there's not like a crowd of them around you after every show.
No, I don't want a crowd.
I'd like to duct tape you and put you in the back of my trunk.
No, I haven't done that in 10 years.
I saw you do that the other night.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
no, you didn't.
Did. Yes,
no, I haven't done that in years.
Okay.
And if I did, it was a callback bringing an oldie but a goodie back.
Oh, and then, yeah, you say that? Well, here's something I used to do in the 80s. Not allowed to do it anymore, of course.
And you, female comics bash men all the time, but men still go up and talk to them after shows.
No, men do not come up and talk to us after shows.
Are you crazy?
This dearth of people talking to you after shows, that's been my whole career, okay?
What do you mean dearth? No one comes up to you after shows?
Yeah.
Well, one, you don't go out. You hide in the dressing room.
I have a child that I have to deal with usually.
No,
Ken Kranz.
Well... I write to this person and go, look, I don't know you.
I thought you already did.
I did say, what do I know you from?
And then what? And she wrote back what?
Las Vegas in August.
Yeah, so they say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Leave me alone. I don't understand why you
won't be
here.
Why would I say leave me alone? What if there's somebody that helped me get on a golf course? What if somebody that works at a golf course?
Can you help me in any way? Otherwise, lose my email.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, I don't understand why you're not being you in this situation.
Because it might be somebody. If it's
no, it's not.
You don't. I said to Bobby, because Bobby had a friend there. Oh.
I think I actually know who it is now.
No, no, no. I said
she
to
does
Bobby,
have big boobs.
No.
I guess I always knew it deep
look at
down.
This person, no sweater on. It's freezing. Is this person crazy walking without a coat?
Oh, millennials. Millennial without a coat.
No, because one night Bobby went out and I went out to dinner. Bobby's friends with this person in Vegas, and it's Joe Pesci's niece or something.
Okay, so that's who you're thinking it is?
Then I said to Bobby, is that girl, was that lady's name Nicole? He goes, no. I said the person's name.
It doesn't matter. You didn't say last name. Who cares?
Well, anyhow, someday I'll figure it out.
No, you don't need to figure it
out.
Yes. You went your whole life without this person. I don't understand why, like...
I'm trying to think
How is somebody who's going on an audition going to help you?
Like, maybe it was somebody that fucking got me on a golf course.
I'm not famous in any way, you can tell, because my name would ring bells if I was. And I'm still going on auditions. Ooh, maybe this person...
It was for a reality show.
Oh, of course. There you go. Why can't I be on the reality show?
Who? Me?
That's you, yeah.
No, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Well, then why? I don't understand.
Because I get puzzled by things.
Yeah, but you're not a person to be, like, passive-aggressive. Oh, hi there, ma'am. I was wondering, where am I know you from? You'd be like...
Who the fuck are you?
That's what that's how you
basically
are.
I said that.
And no, you didn't. You went back and forth a few times.
No, twice.
August. Go, what the fuck? I meet fucking people constantly. August.
Last August, when I was there with Keith and Bobby and Verzi.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the fact that she just wrote that, it's like...
August in Vegas.
Yeah, you should be pissed by that, her answer.
Oh, you're right.
She thinks she's so fucking hot that she only has to write August.
She might not be hot. How do you know she's hot? She could just...
Because nobody else thinks anyone remembers them.
Should I write back details?
Yeah, definitely. Could you write me back your...
I was going to say, can you just send a picture?
Can you send a picture? Just the neck down is fine. Insanity. You're going to get yourself into trouble with
How
this
can
shit.
I get in trouble?
You just are.
I deleted the email?
Because you're easily taken. Yes, you're easily manipulated. Easily manipulated. And I will go back to that painter... And the signs were all there.
I'm not.
You're easily manipulated. I don't know why I can't do it, but salespeople can do it to you. And so if somebody has a pretty strong, you know, do you remember the time that you were like, we're going on a reality show. I talked to someone in the lobby and you thought we should go on this like.
It was a couples retreat.
For couples that are divorcing retreat.
No, it wasn't divorcing. It was just couples retreat.
It was a couples therapy. No. Yeah, they had to be on the verge of divorce.
We weren't even close to divorce.
After that conversation. You were like so adamant about doing it. After one conversation with someone who was probably...
We took that lady out to dinner and she brought all her kids, remember?
Oh, yeah, you got... See how used you got? See?
What?
She's like, oh, fucking sweet. The next time someone's telling you something that you want to hear, that you're like, oh, this is good, go, that's what they do. They tell you something you want to hear. Okay, that's how they get you to do whatever else they want you to do. So did this woman on her email, she must have said something in the beginning. Hi, I'm this, I'm that.
No, I think she's...
I was thinking about you for this
thing.
Hi,
how you doing? How's it going? Oh, Happy New Year. It was probably a Happy New Year one.
Okay, okay.
It was Happy New Year.
But she must have dropped something in there of something you wanted.
No, she just said, how you been? Happy New Year.
So it's just the woman that you wanted.
No, I don't know.
There's something that you wanted in that first email. Otherwise, you would have been like, lose my number, bitch.
No, sometimes fucking comics or whatever write Happy New Year and I just go, yeah. Oh, Happy New Year.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, female comics you're so interested in?
Yeah. No, sometimes male comics, I go, Happy New Year back. On Happy New Year, I would just go HNY.
Okay.
I would just go HNY, though. I would just go HNY.
There's something wrong with you. You don't need to tell me your responses to every Happy New Year. Okay, that's not what this is about. And I think you know that.
No.
Stop.
Do
you're
going
to get yourself into trouble.
I'm not getting in trouble. Do the read.
I don't even know what it is.
It's for candles.
Well, you got to talk until I find it.
All right. Well, she's looking for it. Next Monday through Saturday, I'll be at the Brigada in Atlantic City. Then in February, I'm at This weekend, I'm in Albany at the Comedy Works. This weekend in Albany or Saratoga. Saratoga, the Comedy Works, Saratoga. Bobby Kelly's in Albany. We're close to each other. I guess we'll hang out Saturday. So Friday and Saturday, Comedy Works, Saratoga, Springs, New York. Next week, the Brigada in Atlantic City. What else? I got Helium coming up in February. Why don't I just look at my phone and then I could tell you the places I'm at. Why? Did you find the read?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and we have a new sponsor, and it will make your holiday better with a unique and personal gift that will last way past the 14th. It's called Homesick Candles, and they're specially crafted to tap into your sensory memory through nostalgic scents that remind us of a time or a place. Just go to the homesick.com website and check out their wide selection of unique scents and ideas for this Valentine's Day. It's a really cool gift. It's different and interesting and unique, and you'll seem very cool. Since these are customized around your life, it's the perfect gift. Thoughtful, personal, not just something you picked off a shelf. And best of all, it highlights special memories that the two of you share. Homesick Candles offers a lot of different fun ideas. Brand new this year is the first kiss candle, celebrating the electric and unforgettable moment of your first kiss. Go to the homesick.com and check out the first kiss finder, where an interactive map allows you to claim the spot you shared your first kiss. Isn't that cool? First kiss on the lips. That location will be captured and part of your unique gift.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Homesick.com has a special offer for our listeners. Go to the homesick.com right now and get a free mini candle for every classic or three wick sized candle you purchase, including the special first kiss and love classic candles. All you have to do is enter promo code MYWIFE at checkout. Get this great offer. Each mini candle is a $15.95 value, and this offer expires February 15th, so act now. Just go to the homesick.com and enter promo code MYWIFE at checkout to get a free mini candle with each purchase of a classic or three wick candle. That's homesick.com with code MYWIFE at checkout.
Whoa. Can you talk about the candles we got? We used one. I liked it.
It's very, you can smell it right now. It smells so good. It's wonderful. This is love. Do you like it?
Which
one? That's
why
we've been getting along so well.
Is that what that candle was, for real?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I liked it. I did like it.
No, you could still like it because it's still
Yeah, it's a big candle, too.
All
right.
Well,
let's get back to where we're at. Dorit was at 29 minutes, remember that? So I could tell our man, 29 minutes, it started at. We're at 31 minutes now. So
if you keep talking about Dorit and where the minutes are, that'll be 32, 34, 35, 39. 40 will be done. Now let's imagine.
What?
A different scenario, an alternate universe.
What?
If you will, where I get an email from someone that I don't remember.
Yeah,
let's say from
this?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. And I write back. He goes, oh, you had a great show in Chicago.
No one said
nice
that to me,
you.
Great show. No one said great show to me. So it didn't lead a clue that they were an audience member. No, there was never that. So there was no clue it was an audience member. So right
what
there.
What was the initial email I'd like
Happy
to know?
Happy New Year. Hope
Read
everything's
it.
Going well. I deleted it.
Well, that's even creepier.
What am I going to do?
What, because you thought you were going to die and leave the trail?
No, I don't care about trails. Let me see if I can find it.
That's the worst thing about dying is they go through all your shit.
They do?
Well, I mean, someone's going to go through all your stuff, look at all your notes, letters that I never sent you, that sort of thing. You're going to find a lot of letters that I didn't. I have a letter on my computer that I don't send it anymore, but I do read it when I get mad at you. And it helps. It's like, I wrote this letter 10 years ago. It still applies exactly.
Oh, it's got to be someone weird.
I'm glad you're not listening to me. It's all in the letter.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
So the person wrote a letter. Okay, so If a guy writes me an email, I don't know who it is, and then I write back, you know,
hey, Happy New Year, and they go,
Happy New Year to you too. Hope all's well. Then they write back, hey, I'm going to be in New York. I'm doing some auditioning and blah blah blah. And you know, just was hoping I could see you. Yeah, that's
no, they didn't
great.
Say hoping I could see you. I don't add stuff.
Okay, I don't know.
I told you they didn't say hoping I could see you.
Well, then, like, why'd you bring it up then?
Because I hate getting weird emails where I don't know. You know, I'm thinking, am I just forgetting everything? I couldn't think of someone's name last night, but then I thought of it as I was walking down.
Who was she?
A comic. I was just thinking of a comic. I couldn't think of her name.
Another lady, though.
It was a friend of ours. It happens with men's names, too.
Oh, my God. But who sits in bed? Like, I'm just sitting there, like, thinking of a man's name. Oh, what's his name?
It's just not the name. It's the point that I keep forgetting stuff. It's scaring me.
Right.
Scaring. My mother had
dementia.
Don't
forget you're married.
My mother had dementia.
Is that what you're going to use as your excuse? This is all set up, isn't it?
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
I forgot.
Look at the first thing that comes up on my email.
Alzheimer's destroyer.
If that's not a...
Well, read it. Maybe you need
it. No, I just fucking... I don't believe that shit.
When you get old, you're going to be listening back to these podcasts trying to remember your life. Remember, it wasn't all this bad. This is 1 hour
a
week.
What am I going to do when I get Alzheimer's?
Of our problems.
You know, I can't be in a home like my mother for... I'm young. What if I get it young?
Listen, that's why you married a young woman.
No, who's that?
No one. No one? No, it was really nothing. That's so I'm going to be forced to take care of you.
No, I can't do that.
Well, you have daughters. They can do it. You're going to go live with Jessica.
Just give me my anxiety medicine.
Make sure I have my anxiety medicine.
There's nothing worse than being and having anxiety and not knowing it, right?
Maybe you'll learn how to deal with your anxiety for once.
No.
Finally. Do that special breathing technique I sent you.
I didn't see it. I didn't look at it. It didn't come up. You text it to me.
Yeah, so then you just click it.
It doesn't... First of all, I know how to work a text.
Do you, a text?
Yes.
What's a text?
Text.
Oh.
Bonnie, okay, here. That's what you sent me. Okay. Scientific... I don't know. We got to get through this. I got to go back to the bathroom. For the third time today. Something I ate yesterday. What did we eat?
I don't know.
Oh, pancakes.
Oh, I made those pancakes.
Maybe they're not agreeing with me. We got.
But you also had the like mushroom risotto. Right?
Yeah, I guess. Whenever I get home from being on the road, though.
You have some problems with food?
No, I get to go to. I never go to the bathroom great on the road, but when I get home.
Why? You're in a hotel all day.
I don't know. Maybe it's the air.
Drink more water.
Maybe it's the lack of water, but I drink a lot of water. I mean, I put.
You don't, yes, just drink plain water.
Well, sometimes I put Crystal Light in it, but it's still water.
No, yeah. It's not.
It's water
really?
With Crystal Light.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you could just eat watermelon then. I guess.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
You don't think so? If you were in the desert.
Yeah, I'm saying to stay alive, okay, but for health reasons, really?
What? And I went out to dinner. Oh.
Oh, by the way, Crystal Light, I think, has aspartame in it, which is.
Aspartame, not aspartame. What'd you say?
Aspartame?
Tane, not tame.
Okay. Nah, go ahead and have a good laugh. You deserve it.
Aspartame.
You got one on me.
It's aspartame.
You get one.
Repeat it, say aspartame.
Aspartame.
You got it. All right, go ahead.
Thank you for so alerting
stupid.
Me.
Oh.
Which is has memory it's connected to memory problems.
Really?
You couldn't wait until after we were done the podcast to fart?
I didn't. Why do you? Would you say that? That was my chair.
Listen, I don't care. It's not a big deal.
That was my chair moving.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Equals memory problems.
Says who?
Google it. It's all over the fucking place. It's big.
Really?
Go ahead. Okay. Yes.
Hey, did I read, did you read?
So you should quit. Maybe that's the problem, the Crystal Light. And also anxiety medication, some of that anxiety medication that you take, that's also related to memory loss.
Well, that's for anxiety.
Well, what do you, would you rather have? I think the anxiety is making you have, anxiety medication makes you have memory loss. Memory loss makes you have anxiety. Then you got to take more medication. Then
I don't take that much
you're
medication.
You're on a fucking treadmill. Dude.
It's called a vicious circle.
Why don't you figure out, like, do some meditation or something so you can get off the medication? That way, during end of times, you don't have to worry about hoarding your medicine.
Isn't it so weird? Medication and meditation is only like one letter different, C
is
and
it?
D. Isn't it weird? C or D? Do you take C? Medication? Do you take D? Meditation? That's fucking... There's something there, huh?
What, a bit?
No, I'm just saying something there. I don't do play on word bits.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
How? What? Name one time I ever did a play on word bit.
You did it just then.
That's not a bit. I'm saying there's something there.
There's something there.
Yeah. Meditation, medication, C and D. Cross-dresser.
I guarantee you,
cross-dresser.
If you go see Rich Voss in Atlantic City this weekend, no. You're going to hear C and D.
Oh, should I tell the Ron Jeremy story? Or,
sure.
Or?
Sure. Yeah, let's wrap it up with Ron Jeremy.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas, they have a show on Friday night at South Point. That's the name. Dirty at 12:30.
If you can't remember names and stuff, why South go Point. There? Like, just say, hey, I went to this dirty show.
I remember
show.
South. I it's know, called Dirty at 12:30. But you don't have to be dirty.
Because you're doing it like this. Because this is the problem. Can I just say? This is you telling a story.
No, there goes
dirty.
You're giving me you're.
I'm giving you anxiety.
All right, come on, we gotta hurry up.
No, yes, exactly. Thank you. We finally agree on something.
So there's
speed
a show.
Your voice.
Friday nights.
Vibrate your vocal cords a little faster.
Dirty at 12:30 at South. So I go down and do a spot. It's always fun.
Slow
it's
down.
Packed.
You're doing it too fast.
Oh. The place is packed. It's calm. Always fun. It's
calm
fun.
Down.
And it gets me out of the hotel where I'm at and stuff, whatever. So I'm there, and Ron Jeremy's on the bill. He used to be a porn star.
Oh, thank you. I don't think these are the tidbits we need.
A lot of comics don't know. I mean, a lot of listeners might
no,
not know.
No, that's not true. Everyone knows Ron Jeremy.
He was a porn
He's
star.
The most famous person on the planet.
He's the most famous person on the planet?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's there, and he's going on first. He's doing comedy now. So he walks up on stage, and he's playing harmonica, the harmonica. And I guess he's a
How about the his Monica?
So, I really got to go to the bathroom so bad. So, he plays a harmonica. Then I go up after him, you know, and I go, that harmonica has AIDS. And the crowd went nuts, this and that. I mean, they laughed. And then there was a porn star that was in the audience that was backstage offended and complaining about what I said. Now, I talked to the other comics on my show, and a couple said, well, maybe that's a little rough because of the business they're in, that they have to deal with that. But no one chose.
Listen, I honestly think that's one of the signs of the apocalypse.
What?
That a porn star got offended by comedy.
I know.
That is like, all right, folks, get ready for end of times. The porn star has been offended. All and right. Now... Allie's ruining my joke.
All right, we gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom, and the person's coming here to do our fireplace and and dryer.
Okay, bye,
we'll
guys.
Talk to you next week. We're done.
I'm going upstairs. She probably never fucking liked Harvey Weinstein to begin with, or she was never a Bill Cosby fan. But if you're a fan of Louis C.K. and then he goes and he's a sexual predator that he won't quite apologize for.
Well, if you're a fan, you're then
like,
you would give him some leeway.
You're like complicit in some way, I guess, in your mind.
No, if you're a fan, you would give him some leeway. If you're jealous of him, then you would go
no,
after
if
him.
You're, no, because it's like... you know, it's the way that it is that people aren't like the wave of let's hate Louis C.K. is here. So you just get on that wave and you just surf it.
Yeah, but how has that wave not been on, you know, fucking, like I said, Harvey Weinstein or any of the other ones?
I mean, I think because Harvey Weinstein's going to prison.
Such creepier predators on.
And Harvey Weinstein's not really out there in the news anymore. Louis C.K. keeps going out. He keeps getting more press about him, you know? Look, if Harvey Weinstein put out a video tomorrow, there would be a wave of hatred for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but Kevin Spacey died out in a second. He put out a fucking video.
I know.
You know, that died. Kevin Spacey's a little more famous than fucking Louis C.K.
I don't know. But maybe we hear more about Louis C.K. just because we're in those circles.
No,
too.
Like, it's maybe all over the place. You know, I guess.
Well, I saw
Kevin Spacey was on MSN.
Kevin Spacey, yeah, they were playing that all over the place. I didn't see anything about Louis C.K. yet on actual TV, although I haven't really been watching.
It was on MSN. I think it was. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I think it's that he won't fucking apologize and that he keeps doing what he wants to do.
No, he won't apologize the way people want him. He won't apologize the way people want him to apologize.
Right, they want him to fucking bow down and like...
Yeah, so maybe... maybe his...
I'm shocked that he hasn't.
But maybe he apologized.
When I heard that stuff, I was like, what is he doing? Is he stupid?
But maybe
he just doesn't fucking care.
Maybe apologize to the people personally that, you know, that were involved in this. He obviously apologized to his family. So maybe he thinks he doesn't owe the fucking world an apology. Maybe he made personal apologies, which, you know.
And can I just say this? I don't care that people hate him. Like, I'm not sitting here standing up for Louis C.K.
No.
Think what he did was gross. But, like, it is kind of just when you take a step back and look at it objectively, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think.
It's so fucking crazy to go, why would you do a... Well, the world hates me. What can I... Oh, what jokes can I do? Oh, I'm going to make fun of the Parkland survivors.
No, but...
What the fuck?
Yeah, but...
I think he also is mad at millennials, and that's why he's taking shots at them, which is the same thing that Aziz Ansari is doing. He's, like, subtweeting them in his act.
What do you mean?
Well, they're the ones who brought them down, right? They're the ones, yeah. Millennials are the ones that are most mad. Like, all of us, a certain generation is like, we've been steeped in the fucking ways of the world, the patriarchy. I don't even know when it's happening most of the time.
Alexa,
it's like you need new eyes now.
Alexa, what's the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
No. What's the
generation
age?
Y? Who's that?
No.
Wait, there's a generation between Generation X and Millennials? Nobody fucking talks about Generation Y at all. You motherfuckers did nothing.
Alexa.
You fucking idiots.
Millennials.
They're cool. That's why you
don't think. Is that you, Kate?
No, Alexa, stop.
Are you X?
What's the age? Alexa, stop.
You're Y, then. You're X.
Wait, what's the millennials' age between what and what?
It's Alexa, what are the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
Ask, what is a millennial?
Alexa, what is a millennial?
The adjective millennial is usually defined as of or relating to a millennium or the millennium.
You know what? I think millennials are actually called Generation Y.
Hold on.
So they're the oldest is 39. So these motherfuckers are getting up there.
Well, it's not only that that's bringing them down. It's got to be the college students. What are they? Generation X, right?
No, Generation Z.
Z?
Yeah. XYZ. That makes sense.
Then where's millennials before Y?
Millennials is Y. That's what we're missing. They've renamed themselves even.
No.
Oh my God. Did Louis write? What are you? What are you, kings? You will address me as millennials. Between 1980 and 1994.
Are millennials.
Oh, millennials, yeah.
So that's, they're how, between
39.
No, 1980 is 39 to what was it?
94.
So
that's 14 years.
So what is it?
Wait. 39 minus 14.
25.
25 to 39 is millennials.
Yeah.
25 to 39.
And Generation Z is the next one.
Yeah.
What am I? Generation
You're
Dust?
You're a baby boomer, maybe. Your X.
Do you really want to know?
Your
yeah,
X.
Yeah, what am I?
Okay, so boomers are born between 44 and 64.
I'm a baby boomer.
I'm a baby boomer. I'm a boomer, baby.
Are baby boomers good? They're not as bad as millennials, right?
Well, they did take a toll on our society because they live so long.
Mm-hmm. Who? There's how do you? Why do you say the most selfish?
Because you guys were the ones that in the 80s and 90s with them all the fucking. You're still doing it with all your.
Does baby
glam
boomers?
And,
do baby boomers? Does it say buy a lot of Champion sweatshirts?
Yes, they're consumers. They're 100% consumers. Yeah, and we won't have it.
Are
you
use
up
me?
All
There's
our
been
shit.
So many bad times for baby boomers.
No, their retirement funds.
What
baby
about
baby boomers?
The Vietnam War.
They lived the longest out of any generation.
Yeah, our age is going down. Yeah.
The boomers fucking had it good. Had it too good for too long.
What do you mean
long?
We went through horrible presidents?
The boomers all just cared about money. That's all you need to know with your Louis Vuitton phone case.
Boomers like nice stuff. Is that it? Huh? Boomers like nice stuff. So.
You're a boomer, baby.
Yeah, but millennia. So, but college kids, who brought Louis down? You can't put an age limit on who brought him down because anybody from, you know, 19 to whatever. Was against him or for
him? So he wasn't even talking. See, this is the thing. He actually misnamed the people that he was mad at because those Parkland survivors are actually Generation Z. They're not millennials.
They're our kids' ages.
Yeah. They're legitimately kids. The millennials we can stop thinking of, I think, as real young people anymore because they're...
I think the bit goes way beyond the Parkland. What I've heard of it, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
No, I think it's, you know, because he was saying you're not famous because your school... I think
no,
he
wasn't saying you're not famous. He was saying you're not interesting.
Interesting.
Why do we have to listen to you? You're not interesting.
Okay, so what? Maybe he's just using an example to go to another level, another plateau of... What makes a person interesting?
Maybe.
You know
maybe,
what I mean?
I mean, I think the bit wasn't worked out.
Who knows? Who knows?
Because there wasn't a real bit yet. That's the thing. It was just a lot of ranting.
I
don't think we're ever going to hear that Parkland Survivor bit in its completed form, unfortunately.
They and
That's what bit. Happens. Whoever fucking filmed that.
No, they
I
audio.
Hope you get raped.
But didn't they audio tape it?
I hope whoever taped that gets raped.
What about
no, of course I don't mean that, everybody.
Didn't he did a bit on transgenders and calling them they or
yeah, he said, you know, the thing about
yeah.
You know, address me as they, them. What are you, kings? Address me. He was making fun. As they, them. He goes, I call me a there because I identify as a place.
In your mom's.
Which,
in your
oh,
mom's.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Oh, yeah. What was the, in your mom's cunt?
Yeah. See, now here's, look, the other
that's
night.
That's classic Louis, though. But that's just him fucking around until he's like gets the bit, I guess. But
you don't know. I was.
I don't know. He's not going to do that bit on SNL.
The other night on stage, mm-hmm. I was talking about the Honduras mm-hmm. refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, okay, I said to this girl, where are you from? She said Honduras. And that what got me into the bit.
Right, he reminded you of, yes, he had a bit
so
of
I,
that.
And I go, what a horrible life. They grow up with no medicine, no schooling, mm-hmm. in poverty. and then they get here and they get tear gassed. It's horrible, okay? And then the joke is, on the bright side, look how many steps they got in.
Right.
You know, I go,
their Fitbits are cruising.
I go, I can't get 10,000 steps and I have shoes.
You have to go, yeah, you have to go on a treadmill.
Well, a girl got up and left and she was so upset. I had to go out. She was in, she's from Honduras. She goes, you know, I go, I'm sticking up for Honduras.
Is English her second language?
I don't know.
Yes, I mean, it might be hard to understand, but that's the thing.
Yes.
It's like,
but I was sticking up for
it. I know, but the problem with that's in my opinion, the whole problem with comedy today is that, like,
people to hear trigger words and they
well, they're not smart. Like, comedians generally are pretty smart, I would say, and so, and they're coming up with alternate viewpoints all the time because that's kind of our job, or it was. Now I guess we're supposed to just like say whatever everybody wants us to say on Twitter. Hey ladies, am I right? But yeah, when you're doing an alternate viewpoint, you have to listen all the way through and actually listen to the person speaking, and people don't. They just stop right away on something that's, and you know, the thing is like, I get it. Sometimes like Generation Y, when I see them in the eye, or Generation Z, when I see them in the eyes, like people under 25, I feel bad for, because they've been conditioned to believe certain things are not right to say, but they don't have any idea. Like, and I'm not saying they're dumb, but I'm saying a lot of people, if you haven't been to a comedy club before, or you haven't seen anything like this before, I look in their faces, they don't know what's going on for the most part. And when you're doing something that's sort of challenging, they're not getting it. They're not seeing it as comedy or humor, or nobody's pleased anymore with sort of like, oh, that's, I never thought of it like that before. It's just shut it down. And it's because they're dumb, to be honest. Not dumb in that they're like, have low IQ, but it's like going and looking at a painting when you don't know anything about painting and making these assessments about it and saying this is perverted or this is whatever. It's like, well, you don't understand art, so why are you making these judgments?
But that's almost from 30 down. You know, most of these college students throughout, even my daughters, are brainwashed by their professors or the type of college they go to, whether it's a liberal college or a conservative. So they're, you know, these professors are pushing their political agendas
on kids. I don't think that's true.
I don't think they're open-minded, these
I mean,
these
they
professors.
May be like, but I think like, I don't know, but there used to be like more pushback. No. You had to read certain things and like understand, like censorship. Like, you got an understanding of why censorship is bad, why all censorship is bad. You learn stuff like that. Now you don't. You just learn like, oh, those words are hurtful, therefore we should never say them, and this is bad, and this is bad. You know, I got all this shit from a guy who was saying like, she does a trigger warning before her set. I don't know, maybe two sets I did this joke about, you know, a trigger warning, and it was a joke about people who need trigger warnings. Like, I was making fun of that, but this guy didn't see it that way. He just saw it as me doing a trigger warning. It's like, even when you're nobody's getting anything because nobody's taught to think differently anymore. It's just like, must be exactly literal. We must take everything completely literally. People are taking things literally.
You know what? You're getting on my nerves now.
Yay! I finally ended the podcast.
You're starting to bother me.
I finally ended the podcast.
Okay.
Podcasts that I hate the most when I leave them.
What's that?
Because then I go, oh, what was I saying? Some bullshit. I hope people don't think I'm this.
Jesus Christ, you know how to talk. But you have great insights on things, and you're very clever and very smart.
Oh, my God. And you're handsome.
And you're fuckable.
And you're skinny.
And you're beautiful. And you're my soulmate.
I don't believe in soulmates.
All right,
but I think you're pretty special.
You're my whole mate.
Whole mate? Oh, God.
Let's fool around upstairs.
You're my cockmate.
Okay, so next weekend, the weekend of the 10th, I'll be at the Stress Factory. Then I'll be at the Rio.
We're at the Stress Factory shooting a movie, by the way.
Yes, we are. The weekend I'm there.
Kate and I are making a movie. Ken Kranz is one of the writers of it. Allie Mae and Vinny are in it. And you're also in it. We're shooting there that weekend. So.
I'm a producer on it. I haven't done a fucking thing, but
you
I'm
let
a producer.
Us shoot your weekend, so I gave you a producer credit. And the other day, I was having at Starbucks with Ken Kranz, having a little last minute script meeting, and you called me and you go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sitting here with Ken Kranz. We're talking about the Louis C.K. thing." And you go, "Well, that's not working on the movie." Like an hour before, I gave you a producer credit, and you just started being a producer so fast.
Get going, baby. Time is money. Money is time.
Are you going to give us some money? Because we don't have any money.
You have a lot of money.
I do?
Yeah. One of the somebody involved in this movie
is giving us some cash. Oh, that person.
Well, whatever. So anyhow,
well, I haven't received it yet.
Come to the Stress Factory. Then the following week, I'm at the Rio in Vegas. I got Helium in Philly coming up in February. Go to richfoss.com. A lot of gigs. I'm not even going to plug vossroast.com. The best roast ever in history. Have a great 2019. Happy New Year. And
follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram.
Bonnie McFarlane. Follow me on Twitter. Bonnie McFarlane.
And we're against censorship. How do you like that? Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.